You belong completely and eternally. Word picture the seal in biblical times. King sealed letters with a signet ring. Proof that the message carried there, full authority and identity. Once sealed, the contents were protected and the destination guaranteed. That's what God did with you. When you gave him your heart, he sealed you with his spirit. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. You don't belong to the world, you don't belong to your past. You are his seal, seen and sent, Bible character. Foreigner with no status, Ruth's loyalty and humility led to redemption. Boaz didn't just provide for her, he claimed her as his own. Her story didn't just change, her name and legacy did too. My story where this became real. One night, after a long emotional day with one of our kids, one where things went sideways fast, I sat alone wondering if we'd ever be enough for them. Would they ever feel safe? Would they ever believe they really belonged? As I prayed, I sensed God ask me a question. Do you ever feel like that with me? Tears fell because yes I had. I'd wondered if I was too much or not enough. I'd wondered if I'd ever really feel like I belonged. And in that moment I felt him whisper, "You're mine, you always have been." Something broke in me, not in a bad way, in a beautiful one. Because the longing to belong isn't weakness, it's a signal and it leads us home. Reflection. Are there places in your heart that still feel unsure about whether you belong? What would it look like to live from the assurance that you are fully God's? Declaration, I am God's. He sealed me with his spirit. I am not striving for a place, I already have one. I belong fully and forever.